Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's recording USA.
I was recording me sleeping last night. I hooked up that app last night. I don't know what that is, but apparently I do that in the middle of the night three or four times. No wonder my wife wears earplugs. You know, that's pretty damn loud. USA versus Iran. I'm going to say that's, they don't yell at me. Today, 2 o'clock Central.
Oh, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock Central.
2 o'clock
Eastern.
Yeah,
well, I want to miss the kickoff. Unfortunately, I probably will. That's our nap time. I'll be doing this about 1:30. Because every time I sleep, I do that, apparently.
Your neighbors must hate windows open season.
They do. They really do.
Damn it. Why did we move in next to him?
Early afternoon, too, man. I moved in next to them, actually. So, yeah, they're cool people, though.
You make that noise while you nap?
Apparently, if I'm sleeping, I make that noise all the time. You know, that's what it sounds like. Fortune Feimster is going to phone the program shortly. Netflix special, new tour coming out. It's called Live, Laugh, Love. I love that. And it's like that. It's like the sign you see in the stores, the script for all those signs.
The sign you see in the houses of people who you shouldn't be friends with.
Well, they're all over the place.
Yeah. It's a deal breaker. That's it. You can't be friends.
Family. Yeah, I was in one of those stores. It's one of those hobby stores, not Hobby Lobby. That's the homophobic one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's three or four others in this town.
There is. I was in one of those. I'm more of an independent one, I believe it was. And there was a whole aisle of that, of all those signs. Mm-hmm. And I had my phone out that day just taking pictures of every one of them. It was hilarious, you know. Live, Laugh, Love was just one of them. There were like, 40 of them.
I like it when you see like the picture on social media where, you know, they've just got the individual letters that you can buy and some trapped husband has walked by and arranged them and just says, kill me or help or make it stop.
I've seen that, Yeah.
Doesn't guy on Progressive commercial who's teaching people not to act like their parents away a live, laugh,
yes,
love
he does.
Sign?
Yep. Yes, he does. God, those are good commercials. All right.
So those are everywhere. They have to sell.
They are. And even though I like the characters and I love Scrubs, which is a great show, I don't know if I can take a whole other month of those commercials because they are just every break.
Donald Faison and
every break.
If you're watching Zach Braff's tongue on the.
And once again, I like them both. They're very funny guys. I think the commercial's well done too.
Yeah,
but it's too much. It runs. I was watching a football game last night. It had to run every break the whole game,
I think you're right.
The whole game. And that's not just football, you know. And I realized, and luckily I like those guys. I can't imagine hating those guys and seeing that every day. But that they bought too much time. That's just way too much.
Well, the only time the only time we see commercials, really, is watching live sports.
That's true. But we watch a lot of live sports. And that commercial runs every break.
Since people watch.
Every break. And it's T-Mobile, too.
People in general watch the NFL.
Right. So, and college, it runs all the time.
I always tune out during commercials.
Yeah. Oh, just tune away?
Or look on my phone?
Yeah. But it just pops up. You still see it, you know.
You still hear Zach Braff going, hey, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. But,
really?
Yeah.
You must be high.
No.
If you haven't seen that commercial. Pay attention next time.
I'm still amused by the T-Mobile commercials because when they show their coverage map everywhere, except for that Nebraska-shaped hole right in the middle.
Yeah,
that's a play. I see a lot of Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Check on your...
selling Medicare or whatever.
Yeah, your Medicare benefits.
Oh, you must be watching a lot of, like, that's on news TV or weather TV.
It's on afternoon sports TV, too.
Oh, is it?
I see it, yeah.
We have a lot of Lifetime movies on.
Are not working. retired at home. We happen to be home because we're not, because we the hours we work, but you're right.
Yeah, apparently the afternoon sports viewer really needs to check on their Medicare benefits and is also very worried about losing power and should probably buy a generator.
That's right.
Yeah.
Those are the two things they're on all the time.
And look into a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, there's a rental.
Tom Selleck will sell you a reverse mortgage. Yeah. I think that's his thing.
That's more of an early morning thing. I see that on in first thing in the morning when I get up and am getting ready to come to work.
Does Henry Winkler do a reverse mortgage commercial?
Yeah.
He's pitching something.
That being said, when you hear commercials on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire, please patronize them because that's why the show exists.
Yeah, especially now.
Oh, yeah.
Previous to this, we tell you not to patronize the Republican politicians that would advertise on here. Because screw all of them.
They're douchebags.
But otherwise, now you patronize the advertisers.
Yeah. Don't dig that hole, which you already did in our state for sure.
Probably if we'll have a lot of the Lifetime movies on. Watches those. I think they've stopped holding auditions for those.
Well, it's the same
I think
people.
It's just a raffle. It used to be bad. It's
rotate.
Worse.
Right. They got a roster.
They rotate a lot of them. Yeah.
They got a team.
Did you see that dumb
She'll even admit that some of them are bad. I'm like, what's with this one? She's like, yeah, this one's not.
Did you see that at Christian Seebaum? What's her name? Cameron?
Yes. Cameron Bure.
Yeah, because she's like all Hallmark and stuff, but she's not going to do a lot of those because they have some lesbians and gay
people.
She's
starting her own.
Yeah.
She's starting her own.
I saw a quote from her about that when she's like talking about gay people. She's like, I love you anyway. No, screw you.
Screw you don't.
She's horrible. She's horrible. Her brother's horrible.
At first I thought it was just her brother. Yeah. Now she's
they're both douchebags. They're both douchebags.
So only people that look like her?
Well, only traditional couples.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can they be black?
Probably, but.
As long as it's a man and a woman.
She probably can't say that out loud. She can still hate homos out loud. Because that's what she does. I love you anyway. Insane. It drives me crazy, man.
I was reading something about this where Jodie Sweetin had made some comment, telling, I think it was JoJo Siwa.
Oh, yeah.
She made a comment on one of her.
By the way, an Omaha girl.
One of her Instagram posts saying, we love you anyway.
Shut up.
No, she was defending her.
Oh, okay.
She was defending her. But in my head, I went, wow, Candace Cameron's sister doesn't even back her up.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
I went, wait, they're not real sisters.
Not real sisters, right.
It was a family feud.
Right. That's the way I read it.
Yeah.
Because I'm dumb.
No argument out here, puss.
Yeah. It's going to be great when Kirk Cameron gets caught with the pool boy.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of time, don't you think?
Yep.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. That'll be a great day.
Yeah, watch that documentary if you get a chance. It's pretty good. I'm not all the way through it, but it's pretty good.
Oh, the Falwell?
Yeah. It's creepy. That's a creepy couple, man. You know. Yeah. And the Liberty coach, by the way, left. Bibbidi-bibbidi. For Auburn.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he at
Liberty?
Mississippi previous, right?
Yeah, he had a scandal there, remember?
And I think he used
And then Liberty hired him, didn't matter. because
the University of Mississippi a credit card, if I recall, to purchase a couple of hookers.
Right, and he got the Liberty job.
Right, down in Florida.
I'm all for buying hookers.
Right. This is the man for the job at a good Christian university.
Well, he's a good coach.
Come on.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where is Liberty? Somewhere in Virginia?
Virginia, right. Lynchburg.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That plays heavily in that documentary, obviously, because the son was in charge of the university after his old man died,
Well, I hope you can find some good hookers in Auburn.
You probably can.
Got to start networking now.
Apparently Auburn.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're available all over the place.
Unless he brings a good strength coach along with him that has a lot of muscles.
I was reading about Hugh Freeze's other transgressions. It seems like he's like a bad dude.
Was he really?
But I guess, lying to recruits and stuff before this news was coming out, trying to get him on the team.
I got it.
But it's Nick Saban hates this guy because whatever offense he runs Nick Saban has a hard time stopping it. So that means more to Auburn than anything else.
All right. You fluffing fortune?
We'll see
waiting.
See if he wins the press conference.
Okay. Nick's going down the rabbit hole, the Husker talk the last couple of days, and he's losing his freaking mind because Nick's actually a good fan who doesn't buy into hype.
Well, a part of me, like, I'm like, once, there's hope.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But the hope was 5 years ago, too, so don't act like it didn't happen.
No.
Recently. That's all I care.
Yeah, we are.
How about hope again? Mention.
Yeah.
Mention you had just as much hype, more.
Oh, I was more excited.
More excited, yeah. All right, hang on here. I got a clip.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But you got to put yourself out there, date different people. I went out with different people. I went out with a nurse at one point, and she brought her work home with her. She was always following me around with a clipboard. Asked me about my bowel movements. She thought I should lose weight, which, touche. I'm just saying it wasn't fun to eat nachos with her because she'd look at me and then look at the nachos and be like, okay. All right, well, someone made a choice. Mm-hmm. Three kinds of cheeses, sour cream and liquid cheese. I'm like, it's called queso. And it's Spanish for heart disease. And it's delicious.
Oh, I love queso. Damn it. Yeah.
The Live, Laugh, Love tour is coming up after the first of the year. Netflix special is going on right now. Fortune Feimster joins us.
Hi, Fortune. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
Welcome.
It. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, nice to talk to you guys. How's it going?
Been a while, yeah. Last time we saw you in the studio, it had been a long time since we've seen
you. Probably 4 or 5 years ago.
4 or 5 years ago, you're in the studio with you, right? Yes.
But we like it when people in the studio are really nice to us, and then they go on to be super successful. So we're happy for you.
Yeah, congratulations. You deserve it. Yeah.
Well, listen, I owe it all to you guys, so it's nice to come full circle.
Are you still happily married?
I am. Right, okay. So far, so good. We got married in 2020, a perfect time to get married.
Oh, that's true. Oh, because then you were stuck with each other, right? I forgot about that. Yeah. So go ahead.
Can't get through a pandemic together, then you're in trouble.
Now, were you when you're on the road? Do you see her that often? Or she travel with you?
Yeah, she comes on the road. She comes a lot with me. She was a kindergarten teacher for many years, and when the pandemic hit, she just was like, "I can't, teach 5-year-olds on Zoom. That's impossible." So. She was tired anyway and took a break, so she's been coming on the road with me quite a bit. She was a big part of my last tour, and she'll be coming with me on a lot of these dates for this new tour coming up at the top of the year.
Yeah. Live, laugh, love. I love the sign. We were just making fun. We were making fun of these signs you see in the hobby stores, and I love the script. Did you have to get permission? Yeah. Did you have to get permission to use that script? Because that's the one you see on the signs.
Yeah, we looked it up and couldn't figure out who, like, if it's like, kind of like the happy birthday song, like who you attribute that to.
Right.
That's why we call it the Live, Laugh, Love Comedy Tour. So it's not quite the same as the sign, but sort of a nod to it. But yeah, this new material is going to be a lot more talking about my mom again. She's a big part of my act. In my first special, Sweet and Salty, and I'm going to come back around and talk about her because, she's who influenced me to have a live, laugh, love sign. in my house. And when my wife moved in, she was like, absolutely not. a fun nod to the two ladies in my life.
I love the side.
Where is your mom right now?
She's in North Carolina. She actually joined me for some shows right before Thanksgiving in Alabama. And I brought her up on stage, and I think I created a monster because she got on stage and had such a good time. She goes, I have been bitten by the bug. And I go, oh, no.
Create a monster.
Is mom funny?
Very funny. Sometimes she means to be, and sometimes she's just a ridiculous person. But she gives me a lot of material.
That helps. Fortune Feimster with us. Fortune, it's that time of year again where one of our favorite Christmas movies is Office Christmas Party. And when you see that, do you wait for your scene? Because once again, you ad-lib a lot of that with Jennifer Aniston, and it's such a funny scene. Do you wait for it if you see it on TV?
I've been on planes a number of times and have been walking past people's seats, and I see that scene so much. It's so tricky to be like looking at people watching you. I figured it was that time again because I started getting tweets. It's always at the very top of the year, December, I start getting the tweets where people start saying things like bunch of bitches, and they start tweeting me. The line from the movie, so I was like, oh, it must be out again. So it's so fun to have that as part of my Christmas now.
You're right. That'll be around forever.
Still holds up.
It'll be around forever, man.
Oh, it's a new Christmas classic in my house.
It's definitely a classic.
Right. The royalty checks will be coming in for years.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, Fortune Feimster with us.
Heck yeah. That was so fun. I love that people still quote the name Carol to me. Anybody that's in their family named Carol, they're like, hi, I'm Carol.
We're gonna play that clip once we get off the air with these. I love that. You're right, Carol. The Netflix
Carol.
Special. Netflix special. Good Fortune is out right now. The Netflix special. The new tour starts in January. Live, laugh, and love comedy tour. You're all. What's your website there, Fortune? To check out the dates.
FortuneFeimster.com. Yeah, I'll be coming to Indianapolis, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Cleveland, lots of great places on this tour. So it's gonna be all new material from that people have been asking if they watch Good Fortune on Netflix. Will it be the same stuff? It won't be the stuff from Good Fortune. I'm working out a whole new act, so there's a lot more ridiculous stories coming. Because people really enjoyed my stories from the Midwest in Good Fortune. I do a whole bit about getting iced in Des Moines. They tell me to be careful when I go back to Des Moines because I might get iced again.
What do you mean iced? You slipped on some ice or what? You just got rained on or what?
No. When they hand you a Smirnoff Ice, you get a Smirnoff Ice, and you have to get on your knees and chug it all in one gulp. They call it getting ice.
I never knew that. Des Moines right down the road. I never heard that getting ice.
I thought you were just going to the store and picking up a bag of ice. This is a much funnier premise.
So if you get on your knees and you drink a Smirnoff Ice down. That's crazy.
Yeah, you have to get on. If someone hands you a Smirnoff Ice and they say, you got an ice, you have to get on your knees and chug the Smirnoff Ice all in one gulp. And I got the entire audience of Des Moines did that to me a few years back where I was peer pressured into getting on my knees and drinking the Smirnoff Ice. So I tell this whole story in Good Fortune about what happened as a result of getting ice. Everyone in the Midwest keeps emailing me about it, going, oh, my God, you, like, described it perfectly. So that's my nod to the Midwest there.
Tradition must stop at the Iowa border. Midwest, and I've not heard of that.
Does getting on your knees make you drunker? Or does it give you a buzz when you have to stand up or something?
Why the knees?
Yeah, why the knees, yeah.
I honestly don't no. I feel like it's just to like mess with you. I feel like they just want to know that they have power over you. And when a whole room of 500 people are chanting ICE, they're chanting ICE. You know, there's something about like being bullied in a fun way into getting on your knees. And yeah, it does. The low gravity does make you drunker.
All right.
Because I got more drunk at that show than any show in my entire career.
All right.
And since I came out on Good Fortune, people are still sending in pictures and videos from that night, and that was like yet. 8 years ago.
Anyone
8 years
from
ago
outside of Des Moines? Because I don't think it's a thing. I think they all colluded to get you.
We'll find out since we're talking about it right now. Somebody's going to call about that. They can hear us in Iowa for sure.
I'm telling you, your listeners will know what I'm talking about. Getting ice.
Oh, of course they will. Of course they will.
They have experienced it.
See, we just drink straight vodka, so that's probably why we don't do it. Fortune Feimster.
And we do it standing up.
Good Fortune on Netflix now. The new tours, Live, Laugh, and Love comedy tour starting in January. Fortune, congratulations. All your success. Hope to see you soon. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Great talking to you.
You too. All right. Yeah. If it was 8 years ago, she might have been at the Des Moines Funny Bone then.
Probably.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that, Nick. You're in Iowa more than we are.
I just found out about this recently.
Okay,
the getting ice thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody told you to get iced yet?
I haven't been iced.
Yeah.
But I just heard. I didn't know. And they were surprised.
You're a man doing that.
Whoever brought it up, I was like, getting iced, what's that? They're like, you haven't heard of getting iced? Like, no, I had not.
First of all, Smirnoff Ice, I'd rather drink. Piss.
Uh-oh.
Get pissed.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah, I never heard it, but I'm sure a lot of listeners have tried it. You know, if you heard it, Nick, you're in Iowa a lot. I guarantee you Walsh has heard that.
I think it's for people that, like, hang out with people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Nick. You're talking to people that don't. You're totally right, Nick.
I was like, this is what happens if you have, like, a group of friends that you hang out with.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
What's that like?
Right.
Yeah, but we're also, I think, past the age of drinking games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't play a lot of drinking games.
You like to think you are.
Yeah, I think it's just a way to mess with your friends.
I'll drink the ice. I don't want to get my knees, you know?
It's tough to get back up.
Yeah, so as long as there's a bar stool there I can push on to get the
somebody
hell back
help
up.
Me.
Exactly.
Grab my hand.
Fortune Feimster, she was fun. Come on back.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.